A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 17. Episode 17, gents?
17 again.
It's not got as much of a ring to it as 16 has.
No, I don't think it has, really.
There's a lot of things you can associate 17. With 16.
Yeah, it's a bit of a boring number, really, 17, because you're sort of in between things, aren't you? You're not quite an adult.
Yeah. You're waiting to be 18, aren't
you? It's a weird birthday, 17.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
16's a big birthday.
Yeah.
18 and 21 are big.
Yeah.
17's like...
17's like, yeah. There's 25 quid or whatever. Off you pop.
Does that mean... is this going to be a shit episode?
I hope not. Lots to talk about in this episode. What have we all been up to since we last... About a month ago we recorded...
It's been a month, Jesus.
What's anyone?
Air frying salmon, really got into that.
Nice, oh, yeah. Air frying salmon.
Air frying salmon, recommend it.
Yeah. I love my air fryer. Danny's talked about his air fryer quite a lot.
I'm mad on the air fryer.
But I found out the other day, this is really sad, but I'm going to say it, that you can get rid of your toaster now. You don't need your toaster because you can air fry bread
and make toast. I don't know.
No, you can put bread in an air fryer and just make toast.
I can't see it.
I can't see it.
Ah, see what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like it. You don't trust it because you can't see it.
Yeah, I need to know because some people are very particular.
Yes.
The level of
there is a toast chart.
See, with toast, I've always been thinking for a while, it's actually a really dangerous object to have, a toaster.
Why?
Right, so an oven's got a front on it, right?
Yeah.
A gas hob has a natural cutoff.
Yeah.
Right.
Daddy's thought about this.
Yeah. A microwave has a door.
Yeah.
Yes. A fryer has a compartment front.
Yeah.
A toaster... Just put your knife in it. Kill yourself.
Or Bourne Identity. Turn the gas on. Stick a bit of newspaper in
Boom.
A toaster.
Blow up
Boom.
A building.
Walk away.
It's actually really dangerous.
Right, quick fire. You can only have one thing in your kitchen of these four things. Toaster, air fryer, oven or microwave. You can only have one. Go.
Air fryer.
Air fryer.
Definitely.
Jack?
Well, there's the hob as well.
Yeah, so I'll class that as an oven.
Things on that as well.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can only have one. You've got to pick one.
Probably the oven.
Okay, Andy.
Can you do porridge in an air fryer?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm confident you can.
Air fryer then.
Yeah. I'm going to say air fryer. So, Jack, you've been massively outvoted.
Yeah, I'm old fashioned.
What the fuck are we talking about? Anybody else been up to anything else? Andy, Jack, you been doing anything? Danny?
Went
in a month?
To Portugal the other weekend.
You went to Portugal? Did you? Oh, yeah. You were playing golf, didn't you?
Yeah, it was all right.
Invite to the golf. Thanks for the invite. Was it good?
It was good. It was very hot. The courses were busy.
Did you win?
I won the first day.
Nice.
Won the first day.
Was the money on the
50
money?
Euros.
Oh, that's all right. It's all right for you.
And
biz.
Then we was in a team game where we were playing for 20 euros each per person.
Yeah.
So the team won 80, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I won each day.
Oh, that's all right.
So I got nice. 110
well,
back.
Be nice to be invited, but we'll at least say about that. Jack, anything of interest?
Not too much. I let go of my season ticket at United.
Ooh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Controversial.
Yeah.
Why?
Not worth it.
Yeah. Just at the moment. Can't really argue with that.
Are you still a member?
I think so. I think I might still have some membership. Yeah. I had a big argument with my younger brother over it because he said, well, 5-10 years from now, we might be winning titles and Champions Leagues again. You're going to regret it then. And I says, yeah, but I'll have to pay.
That's, pay for
like,
misery.
It's like £800 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Say if United are great again in 10 years.
Yeah.
That means I have to pay £8,000.
Yeah.
Just for the chance that maybe it'll be worth having a decade from now.
Yeah, it's a bit like sadomasochism. You're going to pay to be hurt.
Yeah. Mm. Some guys like that.
Some people do
that
like that.
That is a good way of summing up Man United.
Yeah, it kind of is really. Yeah. I think... Am I right saying you're going to the cup final this weekend, Danny?
Yeah, I am. But
Got some good seats though, haven't you?
Apparently we have, But I can't... I'm only going because I've never seen United in a final.
Yeah,
I thought, right, well, I'll...
Probably get battered.
I'll go, but I can't see them.
Well, it'd be interesting to look back at this podcast and see what the result is.
We're going
to
get
battered. Let's do predictions before we get onto the other stuff. Prediction.
3-0 City.
3-0 City. Andy?
2-1, same as last year, probably. Yeah. I don't want it to be...
2-1 City.
2-1 City.
Jack?
3-2 City.
Oh, I like that.
I think we'll have like a weird we'll score like a fluke weird goal in the game and get a penalty.
I'm gonna say 1-0 City.
I think they're gonna score at least two goals. They always do. So if they're gonna beat them, it has to be like four goals or something.
Well, fair play to them anyway.
115-0.
I like it. I see what you've done there. Yeah. I like that. I see exactly what you've done there.
Yeah.
115-0. Seeing as you've asked, I've started building a garden room. Started building a garden room.
Yeah.
So I've dug some foundations. Actually went live on TikTok the other week, knocking a wall down. That was quite funny because I got some really good comments about how to properly knock the wall down because I wasn't properly knocking the wall down, even though I've been in construction.
What were the suggestions?
Oh, all sorts of bullshit. All sorts of shit. You know that part of my garden wall? I had to take some of that down and I just put the camera up, gone live on TikTok and people were coming on going, what you need to do is get, someone said something about using a certain tool to get the mortar off the stone instead of just launching the stone. I was like, I'll clean it later. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, but like giving you like ridiculous suggestions about, anyway, TikTok can be quite a great place, but can also be quite a...
cesspool.
Yeah, kind of like... So I commented the other day, actually, just while we're on the subject, I made a comment on a female's construction video. And she'd been putting this wall, she'd been building this wall next to a party wall in between her house and another house. She's not got any experience in construction.
Yeah.
I was very polite. I wasn't derogatory. I simply said, good attempt. What I think you should do is learn how to do it properly and correctly. Yeah. And then you won't like demean the industry, but you know, fair play. And then somebody from another TikTok platform came on and had just basically attacked me for being misogynistic and all this sort of stuff. And I was basically saying, no, I think it's a great attempt. It was a really good attempt. But once she was using the hand to like spread the mortar.
A hand.
So you can burn yourself, can't you?
Yeah, the lime in the mortar. Yeah.
She was not. Yeah, she was using a hand in the bucket to spread the mortar. She was building a block wall. And it really genuinely was a great attempt. But it was also shocking. It was shockingly bad.
It's like a tradesman seeing a DIY.
Yeah.
The thing is with that, like, I know you've been nice there, but I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing with your hand?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
But I said this to the people that I was having this two-way. I said, it's got nothing to do with that individual being a woman.
Yeah, it's to do with
them being a cowboy in a sense, essentially.
Yeah.
I'm putting on TikTok and going, look what I've done. Well, it's shockingly bad, but it was a great attempt. And all I'd said is, maybe... Look out
there's
for
loads of classes.
That's what I said. There's night school classes,
colleges and stuff.
There's all female courses. Yeah. There's never been more courses now, I'd say, not just females, but anybody to get into construction.
Yeah.
There's so many choices now.
Yeah.
Now, loads of colleges do night school courses and things like that, and like basic DIY or whatever you want to do. So there's no reason for
you better
to be
doing a clay course, wouldn't she?
Well, there's no reason. Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Like a clay bowling course.
Using your hands.
Yeah, but if you want to go and find out and look at the comments, you can find it out. It's on a video. I'm not going to say which one it is because I'm not going to give them the credit that they so dearly wanted out of our account. So I'm building a garden room.
Yeah,
it's going to be built from block, rendered. Been working on it with one of my sons. It's going really well. Put the stone down yesterday, so I'm going to take some pictures and kind of put them out there.
Nice.
As we're sort of...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better.
Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You know, build from it. I might be able to do some live broadcasts.
From the build?
From the build, or from when it's actually built as well.
Mm. You're going to do slow-mo photography to see it all grow?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to try and do that. Yeah. I have been taking pictures of
time-lapsing.
Yeah, like a time-lapse, yeah. Yeah. There's some really good time-lapse videos of... I saw one the other day of one of the new buildings in Manchester. Like a time-lapse video. It's really, really good.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Was it Andy who put it on LinkedIn?
It was. It was.
Which building is it?
I saw that.
It was. It was really good. Yeah, it was Andy. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was really good. It's one of the new skyscrapers in Manchester.
Too many of them at the moment.
Anyway.
Did they build that with the fucking hands?
Say again?
Did they build that with the fucking hands?
Well, they built that with machines and the hands. Yeah. But I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put hot weld on with my finger.
Exactly. Don't do that. It's dangerous. Yeah. Oh, you can't say that. You're misogynistic.
I'm going to make a mortise and tenon by hand.
Yeah.
Your nails.
It's just...
Big at it, try and cut through the wood with your hand. Yeah. Yeah, maybe if you're like Superman or something, you can do it with your eyes. Yeah. So just as we were driving to the podcast, general election time.
Yeah.
Just been called.
Yeah.
What do we all think?
Fuck the Tories.
Jamie
Webster said, I mean, he's a Scouser, but... Yeah. Fuck the Tories, yeah.
Who's a Scouser?
Jamie Webster, that Liverpudlian.
Oh, yeah.
He does all the Liverpool songs, but he has to release some good songs, to be fair.
Yes, I've seen him.
I saw him at the end, he always sings Fuck the Tories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few that, it's 14 years of in power now.
He's got to go.
Incompetence.
Yeah. For construction as well, do you think?
For everybody.
Mm. What have they done? They've not
just
anything
fucking
better.
Decimated the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got to say that it was a car crash, wasn't it, as well? Because it was raining and they had things can only get better.
That was amazing. Whoever did that,
it's genius.
Yeah. Richie was announcing it.
And he's like, oh.
Trying to be all political. And someone's playing Things Can Only Get Better.
It's 97 when Labour got in. That's right. What they played.
D-Ream, Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine a billion stars.
They've got to go, though. They have to go. Yeah. Like, it's going to be difficult. And you and Andy and Jack will be better with stuff like this than me about, obviously, with Scottish National Party.
Yeah.
It's going to be dynamics hard. But that. They've got to go. They have to go.
I think they will.
They've disintegrated, though, the last few years. They've just fallen apart. They're not a government.
I think they will. And I think for us and our industry, I think it's things like... And also the job roles that we work in as well. But I think it's things like funding for qualifications.
Yeah.
Because there's barely nothing out there at the moment for construction qualifications. There's nothing for... You can go and do them, but you're paying commercially for it. Yeah. So there's nothing for them. It's just a light flashing, I think.
They've got... The country needs a lift, like it did in 97. The country needs that lift.
Yeah.
And do you know what could be amazing? The Tories could go and England could go and win the Euros.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Imagine the atmosphere in the country. I'm getting goose pimples now.
Keir Starmer walks through the door.
Keir Starmer walks in with
an England shirt on.
He gets three lines tattooed on his chest.
Let's fucking do him. Yeah. But he calls Gareth Southgate Gavin Southgate.
Yeah.
He gets it completely wrong.
Yeah, brilliant.
He's trying to be a man of the people. He's trying to be a man of the people. He's like, hey, welcome Gavin Southgate. Gareth Southgate.
Thingy, what's his name? What's the name? I've forgotten the name.
Angela Rayner.
Stockport.
Yeah, deputy.
She could be deputy. She could be deputy prime minister. I don't think that role exists currently, does it, in this government? But they can add the deputy prime minister as and when they want.
She would be the deputy. Well, she's deputy leader.
Deputy leader. Yeah, I think when there was the Liberal Democrats and the Tory
coalition.
Yeah. That's right. Mm. The Liberal Democrat was the
Nick Clegg.
That's right. Yeah, he was the deputy prime minister. Yeah.
He looked like two antique dealers, gay antique dealers, didn't he? Cameron and Clegg. That was
Cameron and Clegg.
I met David Cameron.
You did.
He gave you a cold.
He gave you the swine flu.
Yeah, I've met six politicians over the years. And one thing, I won't name names because I've just met one quite recently, actually. And I was sort of stood next to him and I was a bit in awe of him. In that, I don't mean in awe of him because he was a politician.
Yeah.
In that he was this kind of shuffly, kind of middle-aged, oldie kind of...
He was just a normal guy.
Just a normal guy. Yeah. And then the cameras came on.
And he turned it on.
And he was like, welcome to... And he was a fucking newsreader. He was like a presenter, TV presenter.
Just actors.
Like an actor, yeah. Not a politician.
Yeah.
And I saw that with my own eyes and just was like...
He was in the zone.
Yeah, but I just thought, you bullshitter.
Mm. Yeah.
You absolute bullshitter.
Mm. Well, Ronald Reagan was an actor.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, I suppose so. Yeah. But I think to be a good politician these days, you've kind of got to be a salesman.
Yeah. I think a lot of them miss out though. There's a divide I can see because a lot of them can perform on TV, but there's a lot of them who don't get the internet.
Yeah.
They still
right. They, I know what you mean though.
They still don't get it. Like it's like they can't wrap their head around it. Like you can't be official and proper on there. You kind of have to be a little bit more loose and
relaxed,
show a little bit of personality or humor on there to get attention.
Do you know what I've never understood with politicians as well? Mm. Why, when they're made a politician, does nobody ever go to him? Right, you can't break the law now. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't fucking break the law.
Yeah.
Don't do anything dodgy.
Yeah. Don't get in some guy's house and phone up your aide at 3 a.m. there's some bad men are going
to
beat me up.
You know how you've just said to the country, don't have any house parties or street parties.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't hold one at Downing Street.
Yeah. In COVID.
In the back garden.
But you just said it's illegal.
Yeah. And like the SNP leader, I know it was her husband.
Camper van.
But I mean, they were searching in a back garden for buried money. And, you know, allegedly. Yeah. And I don't think it is allegedly. I think it actually did happen. But what I'm getting at is don't sit on that table or that them chairs and sort
don't
of say
bent,
to them,
don't be crooked.
Don't be crooked. Yeah. Just be genuine.
Maybe you have to be crooked though to want to, I don't know, some of them.
Yeah. I mean, the recently from where we live, I think it was at the Hazel Grove MP or the Stockport MP.
Oh yeah.
Was being bribed.
Yeah, because he was emailing people on, is it Grindr or Tinder?
Something like
he's
that.
Emailing other people's numbers.
He was giving out other MPs' numbers, Yeah.
You'd think it would hit you. Like, it's not like...
It's like the reality.
You think you go...
It's not like scandals with politicians are a new thing. You'd think it'd be like, okay, right, I'm not a normal person. I know you're still a normal person, but like, there's a spotlight on me. Yeah, even though I'm just an MP.
The eyes are on me now.
I should just watch my back a little bit here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm supposed to represent
thousands of people
who voted for me to have this seat or the Prime Minister. What?
And just take it easy.
I'm looking for money in my back garden.
Exactly.
That's why I think they've gone after Angela Rayner, because there might be something to do with when she sold a house.
Yeah.
She might owe about 50.
Allegedly. Yeah.
But in comparison, I know it's like the principle, but they've gone after her because they can't handle her.
Yeah.
But comparison to some of the other stuff that's been going on.
What is it, I suppose, has she done?
Well, she basically sold a second property and they're saying it was, she's saying it was her first property. They're saying it's the second property.
Where she lived.
And they're trying to do in the four...
Capital gains.
It's capital gains tax, yeah.
It could be between 1,500 and maybe three. But you reckon it could be nothing?
A couple of grand.
It's fuck all.
Yeah, it's a couple of grand.
I mean, she's probably made a minor.
He said it could have been a mistake.
Yeah.
If that was a normal person,
they'd have just left it.
Well, just,
I'll guarantee you this. Something. 2 weeks before the election, them flights to Rwanda will happen. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee it.
Yeah.
They'll suddenly find the people, the illegal immigrants that were and they'll suddenly make them happen. Just for votes.
Yeah.
They will. They will.
Even though everything's happened in 14 years, what's happening now is what they've caused. Yeah.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
But, I mean, to be serious for a second, I mean, I'm neither me. I'm not Labour or Conservative. I'm not even Liberal. I just think they're all just a lying bunch of bastards, to be quite frank. If you had to push me, I'd say...
Greens
are like the monster raving Luna Party.
Yeah.
Did you see him in the London election?
It was a bucket head.
It was a bucket head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd vote for him. Fuck it. Give him a chance. What, you know, can he do any worse than the rest of them?
No.
Lying bastards. Anyway, moving on. So I suppose it's all good because it is political.
Mm.
I thought we'd start with average salaries from currently in 2024 in construction. So there's a few different things I've got to sort of talk about today. So top 20 salaries. Anyone want to guess on the lowest salary? In not the lowest, the 20th salary in construction.
Oh, it's like labourers.
Correct.
What is it?
Average labourer's salary in the UK
is
£23,400.
God, that's not...
That's the average, obviously, and we always get the comments. No way I'm on this and I'm on that.
Still not much money, is it, that?
But the average, £23,400.
That's not...
What's that about? After tax, £1,400 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
You get your first 12, I don't know.
Yeah, you get your first 12. Yeah, you don't pay tax on the first 12.
So it'd be about...
Yeah,
it's not even be more than that. £1,400 a month.
How's people...
How are they fucking living off that?
How do you actually rent a house or a flat on that?
How do you buy an house?
You don't.
How do you buy a house?
Yeah, you could be building a...
But I don't want to be derogatory to labourers, but saying that is...
I get that. I know
what you mean. It's the step on the ladder.
Yeah.
It's the start of you learning maybe a trade. Yeah. There'll be labourers on far more than that, but there'll be labourers on probably less than that as well. But that's the average. By the way, all these stats are taken out from the website talent.com. So they're like an agency for, they search thousands of job advertisements to create the statistics. Yeah. So I know that they're accurate, if you know what I mean. Similar jobs, next on the list. That was the 20th lowest paid. Want to guess at the next one? It takes a big jump, actually.
Is it something like plant drivers or something like that?
A really big jump. It's not plant drivers, no. It's painting and decorating. It jumps up to 29,000. This is the top 20. So plant, I expect plant drivers. No, good point, Andy.
Depends if like train drivers. This is what they can go up the grades, can't they? They can go up the grades.
Right, so... Yeah.
So from 23, it's from 20th...
See, it depends how you look at a person on site. I would look at a labourer as more important than a painter.
Really?
Yeah, it depends on... If you just sweep it up...
I know what you mean.
But some labourers...
It depends on the paint and decorating. Yeah. If there's fancy wallpaper or anything like that, fine. But if you're just going around walloping walls, right?
That's
29,000.
Why? But then that labourer is organising everything and making sure... He's got walkways are safe, everything like that.
Yeah.
That's just as important.
You know what, though? I think they should be... At least the bottom should be 30 grand.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Now, what would you pay a labourer 30 grand?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I would, a good one.
If he's a good one.
Would you? Would you pay some thicko?
No.
You know, some idiot.
But I wouldn't employ him.
Well, no, that's true. You wouldn't. Yeah. But if he's dead strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like Lenny from Mice and Men.
Well, perfect. Yeah. If he's dead strong and he could lift loads of weight and take it up about four flights of stairs for you, you just think, fuck it, he's a bit of an idiot, but he's dead strong.
Yeah. That Danny there with the literal cultural reference.
And I like that, Danny, like Mice and Men. Yeah.
That's,
it's a good book.
Good book.
Good book, Alfalfa?
Yeah, Breed Rabbits, wasn't it?
Yeah, you only get that if you've read the book, I think. I'll see the film. Yeah. Next on the list.
GCSE English.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Jumps up by £2,000.
Go on.
Roofer, 31,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
These are average salaries.
That's not an easy job, though, that roofing.
That's an hard graft. And to get it right, you got a lot of responsibility on your head.
Yeah.
With the roof.
Roofer.
A lot of responsibility.
Again, I keep saying it, but they are average. Insulation installer, next on the list.
Fucking bullshit.
Same thing.
That should be the labourers. That should be the labourers.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting, this, because there's a lot of insulation qualifications out there and jobs.
Right.
So there's a loft installer.
Do you mean like
loft insulation installer? Anyone could do that. Yeah. It's very, very easy job. However, do you want to be crawling around in lofts under eaves and... very awkward wearing them big horrible masks,
sweatsuits, and
that under floor one.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is you can also class cavity wall installers.
What about cladders? That type of cladding.
I suppose so. You might think of them as EWI, IWI, external wall insulation, internal wall insulation. Plasterers average 31,500.
See, I'd say give them more.
I thought that would be more. I think it's a very skilled job.
Yeah. Again, averages, you know, it's saying here that they're advertising jobs up to 40 grand and as low as 28 for a plasterer, but the average is 31.
Is this cards in, though, so he's not self-employed?
You're right. These are all employed.
They're not self-employed.
These are not self-employed, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that might change the thing.
I also wonder if there must be differences in salary depending on where in the country.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We've talked about this a lot, but it is actually, you know, you can work in the centre of London as a plasterer. and earn 45, 50K, but you can work in not Newcastle as a plasterer and be earning 30K.
Somebody posted the other day, there was a paint and decorator that pulled up to a job in the centre of London.
Go on.
And he pulled up in a brand new Porsche.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Yeah.
And he had all his paint cans and stuff in the boot.
Yeah.
It was like a perfect that. Brand
That's
new.
Brilliant, that.
Yeah. Next on the list, let's have a look. Plumber's average salary in the United Kingdom, 32,000.
I thought it'd be more than that.
It'd be higher than that.
But again, it's cards in. These are salaried.
But is that also gas safe? Is that
no plumber? That plumber's not gas safe.
Oh, is that heating engineer? Is
plumber. More, plumber you know, is.
I always class them. I get them together.
Plumber is, you know, your bathroom suites, that sort of thing.
Thinking of our relative who's got all of the quality. Yeah.
Window fitters next, 32.
Window fitters.
We're
just talking PVC.
PVC window fitters, yeah.
That's
fucking
average.
Mental.
32.
You know,
the shit.
Short, you know.
A lot of them are shit. Safe Style UK. Can I call them out?
No, probably not.
Do we have to bleep that?
We'd have to bleep that because you're not saying anything bad about them.
Oh, right.
But you can say whatever it is that you want to talk about, like a recent experience that you've had, maybe.
Can I be full? All right, I won't call them.
Can.
Right, I'll tell you. I can say what actually happened.
Yeah, go on, tell us.
So Safe Style UK came out to the house.
Yeah.
They started off at 12,000.
Yeah.
It went down to 10. Then they said 8. Then he said, I'll go outside, I'll make a phone call. And he went down to 6.5. And I bought them, fitted them, got a building notice for any one of them watching saying, oh, you need a fence registration certificate. Yes, you can also do it under a local building notice as well. Yeah. Got them all done, dusted, fitted them myself. And I'm not including my time for less than 3,000.
Yeah. So what your issue with Safe Style is the fact that they changed the quote so many times.
How can they do that?
Halved it, almost halved it.
How can you do that?
It's just a selling tactic. Obviously.
I mean, I want to say more about what I actually think.
Yeah, be careful. You know, let's be careful. We can always bleep it if we need to, but we don't need to because we've not said anything. But let's be careful about that. But, you know, we don't want to find ourselves kind of cease and desist or something like that. Not that we ever would, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So your issue is really that they changed the price so much.
Yeah, and how they would be fitted.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They only had certain fixings and stuff.
I take
like
it you only got that quote to give you an idea of where you'd be at with...
I knew it would be, but I had to prove it to somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
That's
right.
Been bleeped.
Right, I'm with you. No, it'd be fine. It's fine. Don't need
still
to
watch
anything.
It anyway.
We don't need to fit anything. Next on the list. Lost where I'm up. Where am I?
Plasterers, window fitters.
Or is it window fitters? We've got a building surveyor, average salary 33K.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah?
I'm all right with that.
We've got a slinger, average salary, 33K. We've got a carpet fitter, average salary, 33K. Classed as construction, by the way, because they're also floor liners.
Do you know why?
Punishment underneath.
Yeah. That's why they deserve it.
If they're really good, they can have you, they get it all sorted for you.
And a mate of Al Harris is a carpet fitter, floor fitter, Jacob. Shout out to Jacob. Good lad, good guy. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does he do foreigners?
I think, he does foreigners,
does he?
I think he's joining the police, actually.
Oh, is he? He's doing my carpet first.
What recent superhero film had a carpet fitting tool in it?
Oh, shit. I know
it. Is it Suicide Squad?
No.
he's running at something with it. Go ahead, you have to tell us.
It's the latest Batman one with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, what's he?
He kills the guy at the start.
He does.
The carpet.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice tying that, isn't it?
Nice, because
the end of the film.
He rips the carpet.
We should do a segment of people being killed with construction tools in film.
That's a good one.
Because I always go to Lethal Weapon. Because he kills him with the nail gun.
The nail gun.
And buries him in concrete.
That must have been years before the actual
safety.
James Bond kills a guy with a nail gun in Battle Royale.
Casino Royale.
Battle Royale.
I think
Call of Duty.
In Happy Gilmore, he shoots Jaws in the head.
Yeah, he does.
By accident.
Yeah.
With the the actor.
Yeah.
And he's still walking around with it like 6 months later.
What's the other golfer called in that?
Shooter McGavin.
Hey, Shooter!
Great film.
My God, these people.
Shooter McGavin. Right.
Great film.
He's the baddie in the film.
Great villain in it, yeah.
He's brilliant.
He's up there. With the best ever villains.
Because he says all sorts to him, yeah.
Because he's awful, isn't it?
No, he says, I'll let your grandma stay at the house, you know, when I buy it, as my maid.
As my maid, yeah. And also, it's she moves into that old people's home. It's Ben Stiller, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Yeah. And he's like, oh,
you will have a glass
this
of champagne.
This afternoon, arts and crafts. And as soon as she walks out, they walk out the door, it's like, so like the wind. And, you know. Next on the list, did I say kitchen fitter?
No.
34,000 average salary.
I always think class them as joiners, but, you know, join it.
No, there is. See, this is the thing with construction now. So many trades.
So many have been broken up. That's why apprenticeships.
Like production line stuff.
Struggling to gather the evidence that they need because they've said, oh, they want to do an apprenticeship and this is what's involved as a joiner, a bricklayer and everything. But then they've broken the industry.
Yeah, they don't do stairs.
In industry.
Yeah.
They've broken it to pieces and split it there and everywhere.
Like said, somebody who's never done stairs.
Some people
don't
do stairs.
Fair, now they're all like it's just
some people don't fit windows. A joiner doesn't know how to fit a window or a joiner doesn't know how to fit a kitchen. I get it, but I get the industry, but then they're struggling with it.
But as a business, you have to diversify, don't you?
Yes, you do.
You can't just, if you're a joiner and you can
get specialised into one, smash out a load of stuff.
Fire doors. Yeah. Fire doors, big money.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is you could spend a year on, say, fire doors.
Yeah.
But then someone asks you to fit a kitchen, you know how to do it. So you go and fit that kitchen. So you've got to diversify. But you're right. If you've got an apprentice working for you, and at that time when they're trying to gather evidence for their qualification, they've only got evidence of fire doors or kitchens.
They might be amazing at fitting a fire door.
Or building a window.
They've never touched, never done second fix or whatever. No, they've never fitted a piece of skirting board. It's a shame for apprentices in that way.
Yeah.
Specialised.
Yeah. Top 10.
Go on.
Top 10 salaries in the UK.
Should be the top of the pops.
Construction. Again, average. And this is top 10 salaries in the UK. Employed, salaried.
Right, yeah.
Not self-employed. Number 10, electrician.
I thought it'd be higher.
Salaried.
Yeah. Wonder why it's lower salary. Because it's normally one of the highest paid.
35. Yeah, but I don't know. That's the average. That's the average according to talent.com.
What is the actual amount?
It can be as low as 31,000 and as high as 42. That's what they're advertising. Mm. That's across 1,000 roles that they've advertised in as electricians. Mm. So they're just taking an average, obviously. Mm. Number 9 is carpenter, 35,000, 26, so about the same.
Employed with a van.
Employed with a van, not bad, yeah, you're right. Number 8, crane operator.
Yeah.
38,000.
Get that.
Actually, just about 39,000. Yeah. You wouldn't think they'd be on more than an electrician or a
carpenter. Yeah, but responsibility.
When you get the ticket, I think it's a lot, quite a bit of training.
Yeah.
How many people could you kill if you drop something from
there? I know, yeah. Would you sit up there as well?
Some of that happened recently with the crane.
Yeah.
The guy was moving a container from a park over a bridge or something, and something happened, it snapped and it landed right in someone's driveway, and there was a kid playing out in the driveway.
I think it was
just got into the house 5 seconds before it.
Yeah, that's right.
Smashed
it was,
the car
it was like a container.
Smashed the front of the house up.
Yeah.
So
it's a great clip.
I've seen that.
The kid just got in the house.
Yeah.
Where are we? 10, 9, 8, 7th. Sorry, 10, 9, 8. Yeah, 7th. Bricklayer, 39,000.
Yeah. 7th. Cards in, actually.
Cards in. Not bad. Scaffolder, 40,000.
God, I would have thought.
Average salary?
Well, are most scaffolders cards in anyway? No, unless it's they all work for a subby.
Yeah. Normally, I'd say that, yeah.
They're not all like independent. At least they've all, because they have to have their own stuff in it, really.
Yeah. Mm. What am I on? I've forgotten what I'm on. Building surveyor, 44,000.
Didn't we just have a surveyor before? Is that
building? Correct? I don't know. This is building surveyor. God knows. But yeah, we did Andy actually. I think we had.
Not QS, was it?
No, it wasn't a QS. Number 3, Qantas surveyor.
Oh, yeah.
47,000. Bastards.
No, well, the next one's got to be site manager, isn't it? Something like that.
Number 2, site manager, 47,000. Average salary. Not bad for a cards in job, that. Salaried. Not bad at all. And then the number 1 salaried position in construction in the UK is an architect, 67,500.
Yeah, that's more your white collar type, really, isn't it?
White collar
job.
But it's obviously classed as construction.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm aware there's loads of other construction roles.
Yeah.
But that's That's the top 20 construction solid.
Shows, like I said, some things are getting fragmented into like window fitters, things like that. Like used to be traditionally joiners.
Yeah,
they are getting broken up into different roles,
massively. And we've talked about it before, especially with plastering. Mm. Plastering's been broken up into about four trades, really. Plastering now, so you can be a plasterer, you can be a boarder,
yeah,
you can be a fixer, you can be EWI, external wall insulation, you know, because they sort of do that as well.
You have somebody who does separate.
You can be a taper and jointer. Yeah. You can be a fixer. So you're looking at six different trades there. From
when it was all one trade.
Kind of, yeah, kind of. It's been broken up into about five, six, seven different trades.
You used to do like plastering, quality, you do like mouldings and everything.
Yeah, running. Well, you still do a running mould in level three.
Yeah.
In a level three plastering quality, you still do a running mould in situ. So you know, like beautiful sort of
cornice
or something. Yeah, you'll still run that on a bench as a mould, make the mould yourself and everything. And I think a fluted column as well is in the level three.
I like a fluted column.
Oh, fluted columns.
Yeah.
Do you know what a fluted column is, Dan?
I don't actually know what one is.
You'll know which one is. You know, like the pillars in the Pantheon or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, the actual pillars.
Yeah.
That's the column. The fluted bit is where it sort of goes in and out.
Oh,
in a circle.
Yeah. I've been joining as well.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like that's the fluted bit, basically, of the column. Yeah.
And if you put your fingers in the right place, the wind comes.
They can't do them anymore because the aliens have gone.
Yeah.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
That's it. Didn't someone say they found something under
a riverbed
under
and a spaceship and a blue guy called
under one of the pyramids.
So they found
near the pyramids. They weren't sure if they were
near the pyramids.
They couldn't prove if they did use the Nile to transport the big rock stones to the Giza pyramids, but they found evidence of a big riverbed. So they reckon that theory's true.
And loads of alien skeletons.
Load of alien skeletons, spaceships, all that type of stuff, yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if it
load
if
of great
was,
Hancock
wouldn't it be just
everywhere?
So good if it was aliens that built them?
Yeah.
I think
I did like the theory of them, that's just the top.
Oh, yeah, it's like, yeah, I know what you mean.
I did like that.
It's the top of a giant column.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, underneath?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way down.
Yeah.
It would be good.
How the fuck can they find something underneath them? Right,
but
they can't go inside them all.
Well, it's all.
They can't scan inside it.
Well, they do. They have tried. There's supposed to be a chamber above the main. What's it called?
The King's Chamber.
They have done it. Yeah, there is.
Have they dug down on the outside?
I don't know. They've got it all stitched up because of all the raids they had. And
you got to be careful.
Victorians came in.
You have to be careful with it as well because you don't want to damage it.
Yeah true.
I've just opened it up already. I've had enough now.
You'd get a big digger.
Big digger
and smash it all in.
Crane. Get that crane driver on $41,000 a year.
It's a bit like
one side of the pyramid. Smash it all in.
You know the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland?
Yeah.
That's been a theory for a long time that's where...
Knights Templar.
Well, yeah. And I know it's out of the film, but the Roslyn Chapel itself is a very bizarre chapel.
Yeah.
It's like
an
ado to like several different kind of religious symbols, beliefs and symbols. And the theory is that Mary Magdalene...
Holy Grail, all that stuff.
Yeah, is sort of buried there, or one of the theories. Yeah. But of course, what Roslyn Chapel said, no, you can't dig it up.
Yeah.
You're not touching it.
Why?
Because they won't even let a camera go down there.
First of all, in the film, there's somebody goes down into the cellar. There's no cellar there,
yeah.
And it's like, well, it's an old building.
They do know that there's a void under the floor,
right, yeah.
But they won't let them go under the floor. And you're like, let them go under the floor, you bastards.
I know.
But the great thing is that they'll open it up and it'll just be empty.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do if I was the new...
Prime Minister,
I'd be like, fuck it, just go. Go on, what do you want to do?
Launch a cruise missile at the pyramid.
Would you dig up Stonehenge and like have a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be like, what do you want to know? Let's tell them all the secrets. Why not?
Love it. Right. Next on the agenda, how many CSCS cards are there to get?
Oh, God.
I don't mean in the country. I mean, how many CSCS cards?
Isn't they just like standard trade, like health and safety... Site manager, something like three or four, something like that. Is it just basic?
Three or four?
I was going to say more like 12 or something.
Well,
I mean, one's for individual trades, or is it just like one set one for different levels?
Yeah. Jack, any guesses? There are 13 different CSCS cards that you can get in the country. There are academically qualified person, apprentice, blue skilled worker, experienced technical supervisor, experienced worker, gold skilled worker, industry placement, labourer, manager, professionally qualified person, provisional or temporary, supervisor and trainee.
Right, fair enough.
And the reason I wanted to mention it today is because at the end of this year, one of them cards is about to expire forever. And that is industry accreditation. And the reason I'm saying this is because on TikTok a while ago, there was a few things come out about CSCS cards and about the end of the CSCS card. It isn't going to happen. Not currently, anyway. There's not going to be an end to them. There's still going to be available and they're still going to be used by all the construction industry, or certainly the big builders. But the industry accreditation card runs out. Do you know what that is, the industry accreditation card?
Is that like the most basic one?
No, it's like the grandfather rights.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right.
So you're awarded that card if you have 20 years experience in construction as a bricklayer, right, joiner, plasterer, plumber, whatever. But as of, I think it's December 2024, they all expire and they cannot be renewed under industry accreditation.
So how old is CSCS? That how old?
It is. Oh, yeah. 20 years. It's older than 20 years. It's older than 20 years. It's probably getting into its 30 years now, I'd say.
So what they're saying is now, generationally, that should be phasing out.
Correct, yeah.
Should have had CSCS.
Absolutely bang on.
Right.
And the ones that have got it and have just relied on it have known about it now for a few years. So that card is expiring. So if you've got one of them cards currently, you're not going to be able to renew it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do a qualification. You have to do a qualification.
Or like a back to experienced work thing.
An MVQ like only qualification, UPAR, which will get you. Yeah, like a UPAR, Andy, yeah. Something like that maybe, yeah. So what I want to say is you need to get onto Google the qualification that you want and go and find a local training provider who can get you that qualification. Because if you don't, that card that you've got will expire in December and you will not be able to renew it. Mm. You should already know that. You should already have been told about it.
Is the government funding, though, for you to go and do that? Would it be like, you have to pay for yourself?
No, not really. Not much. There should be
a bit of something there.
The CITB do something called the levy.
Yeah.
Where you can go to the CITB and you'll get £650 back on a qualification if it's levy funded, though. Some calls aren't levy funded. You just need to go and find a really good training provider, college, private training provider, and just have a chat with them, see what they can do to help you out.
There's another thing with that, actually, I was just going to ask. You're thinking about site work, is it mostly a young man's game? Up until you're about 50. That's why they don't need to phasing them out, because there's not as many older men like in 50s.
Yeah, 50s, it's probably 60s, true, actually.
Because it is a young man's game.
It is a young man's game.
Up until you're like 50 odd or something. Yeah. Well, I know you can still do it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you only have to speak to Mike about that, don't you? And, you know,
You feel it.
He's Mike's 47 and he's bricklaying every single day on site. And his
fingers.
It takes everything from your body, construction.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. And your head.
Everybody gets
it. And your head.
Yeah. Mm. If you're doing a physical job, it'll get you somewhere.
And your head. Yeah. Great segue, Danny.
Very good.
Yeah.
Great segue. Moving on to, do you know what the month of May is?
Mental health month.
Correct. It's mental health month. Look at Jack. He's like scathing with mental health month. But it is true. It is a real thing.
Yeah.
It can't be ignored. 5,579 people committed suicide in the UK in the year of 2023 to 2024.
How many, sorry?
5,579 people committed suicide in the UK in 2023 to 24. 75% of them were men.
Yeah.
So 4,184 men killed themselves last year. I know I'm smiling, but I'm smiling sarcastically at the fact that that is so shocking.
Well, that's more than 10, is that?
Well, I've got the full breakdown. So 4,184 men killed themselves last year.
Yeah.
348 men a month, 80 a week, and 11 a day.
Fucking hell.
So 11 men every single day commit suicide.
What's the average age? I know it's like towards, is it middle age?
the biggest killer of men under 50 is suicide. After 50, it's heart disease and then cancer.
Yeah.
But under 50, it's suicide. Ironically, the age bracket of people, of men that are most at danger are between 45 and 54.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're between 45 and 54, you certainly up to 49, you're most likely to die from suicide than anything else in the UK currently. And it's an international epidemic. 700,000 people a year worldwide kill themselves.
Is it going up?
Yeah, it's going up year and year. It's going up year and year. And it's mainly men.
Mm. Yeah, it's like 3 out of 4 is men. I mean, that's not to dismiss women killing themselves.
No, of course not. Of course not. I mean,
statistically, it's like you said, it's...
Yeah, the stats speak for themselves. It's mainly men.
3 times as many.
Mm. Yeah, it's nearly three and a half times. The stat I was going for there was... So... 5,579 suicides, 4,184 of them are men. But if you work in construction, you are 3 times more likely to kill yourself than in any other industry. Sorry, apart from farming. Farming is also bad. 3 times
that's
as well.
Bad. Yeah.
Can you believe that stat?
Is it self-employed?
Yeah.
Is it a self-employed
thing? Well, these statistics, by the way, and these numbers are from the Office of National Statistics. Right up until this month, but I've done them from 2023 to 2024. Yeah, the start of 2024. So they all of 2023. For males working in skilled trades, the highest risk was among builders in finishing trades, particularly plasterers and painting and decorators, were at a higher risk of suicide than any other trade.
God, well, we know somebody personally, don't we?
We know a plasterer personally. Yeah, we won't mention names, but we know him very well. We spoke about him before a few times. Well, we can say his name actually. It's Martin. Yeah, I don't think his family would mind us mentioning his name because we can. We know we've talked about him quite a lot over the years, and I don't think his children.
Happy memories with Martin.
Oh, amazing! He was an amazing guy, an absolutely brilliant guy, and we were all obviously devastated. But unfortunately, that statistic in construction, so it's, you're 3 times more likely in construction to sort of commit suicide. But and then within construction, it's plasterers and painters. Last year, it was plasterers and electricians.
Right.
And this year, it's gone to plasterers and painters. But I think we said this last year on the pod that maybe them trades are the ones where they work on their own quite a lot.
There could be a bit of that, maybe.
It could be that.
You know, electricians, plasterers, painters. You don't tend to see like a group of painting and decorators, do you? It's usually
You might see two plasterers together sometimes, but usually like plasterers.
It's true. It's a good point that it is. Yeah. It is tend to be. Yeah, because you might get a couple of joiners working on roofs together.
Yeah.
First.
Brickies is a gang.
Brickies.
Yeah.
You know, plasterers. Remember, you do get some, but you think about most places, they sort of work on this, you know, skim on their own.
Yeah.
The suicide statistics results show that the highest rates of suicide tend to be amongst workers with the lowest level of skill.
Right.
Tend to be. And that's across the full statistic, not just construction.
Yeah. Mm.
So, for example, cleaners, lower skilled labourers were very high.
And they get to a certain point in their age when they're not earning the money that the tradesmen are on, but even though they've done that.
Yeah. Eventually. But again, if you take construction out of it for a minute, just like the lower skilled individuals across any career.
Work any harder to get themselves maybe out of financial trouble.
Yeah. It's saying that low skilled workers tend to receive lower pay and have less job security and control over their work patterns and then higher skilled workers. In keeping with this, in a study... of occupational suicide in the UK.
Well, I think zero contracts. I think that's a disgrace.
Well, there you go. There you go.
The insecurity. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to... You can't just have, all right, 40 hours a week. This is what I get. This is what I do. But it's 0-hour contracts. It's like, how's that fair in any worker?
Yeah, and you can be let go at
a moment
like that.
So, yeah. I've had that happen.
For the god of the free market, which, and I'm not totally against, you know, anything, but that's wrong. It should be illegal 0 hours contracts.
It's true. It just benefits
the rich.
I have got a horrific statistic as well, which I will.
I bet that'll cause more and more issues.
I will say it on this podcast as well, and it's an awful statistic.
Actually, Dad always said, didn't he, about being in the building trade? How it's technically an insecure trade because everybody's building themselves at work.
Yeah.
Every job you do, you're working yourself away from work.
It's finishing
a job.
Yeah.
And it's not like you've got that, you know, you haven't got a constant stream because there is ups and downs.
Yeah, it's very true that, actually.
I remember him always saying about, you know, the insecurities of the job he was. So you're always building yourself out of work.
Really shocking statistic, but that's what this podcast is about being very open and honest. The area in the UK that has had more suicides than anywhere else, and I don't mean the geographical area, I mean the specific location, right, is the Clifton Suspension Bridge. And that's had 500 suicide deaths since it's been built, just around 500. So it was built in 1864, and it's had 500 suicide deaths off that one bridge.
Mm-hmm. That's the one Bristol, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the Brunel one. We actually mentioned it. You mentioned it on the podcast.
Am I getting mixed up with something else?
I think it's the one in... Wasn't that the one that was completed after his death, I think?
Yeah, I think
I'll have
it was.
I'll have to look it up. Go with what you know.
Also, farming is a massive industry.
They get a lot of insecurities.
Slightly more than construction for suicide.
12 hours sat in a tractor on your own.
But also,
lone working,
fluctuating prices, supermarkets ripping you up. You know, all sorts going on.
Yeah.
There is, to be fair,
no job security.
You don't get enough mention about stuff like that.
But it's a serious epidemic that I think it needs just openly talking about.
Yeah.
There's also a very interesting statistic that if you are asked, as a man, if you are asked whether or not you're considering suicide, you're less likely to do it.
Right.
So with that in mind, Danny, are you considering suicide?
No.
No? Jack, are you considering suicide?
No.
No? Andy?
No.
No? I've got to ask Sol. Sol?
No.
No? Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Sol. I've never asked. I'm not.
Good.
But statistically, if you're asked, you are less likely.
Okay. Well, ask our viewers now. Just ask yourself.
So ask yourself.
Don't say no.
Yeah. Ask yourself.
It does good talk.
Yeah. It does. It does. You do need to do
once,
it.
Once it.
What happens? Sorry, Andy, to cut you off.
No,
I'm really sorry. But what happens in construction is you talk and someone will go gay or whatever.
Yeah.
But you need to do it. You need to do it.
I don't think that happens as much anymore.
I think you're right.
More open to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I've had 10 hours of counselling the last 8-7 months.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But it's good to talk then, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Just to help you out.
The world is good. A lot's gone on
with, you know, the last year, hasn't it?
I'll say it as well.
People go through tough things in their lives and they need to talk about it, don't they?
There's nothing wrong with admitting it.
There isn't at all.
I don't mind.
And it's almost like an itchy feeling about saying something, about being honest and sort of saying, well, I'm feeling a bit down or I'm feeling a bit low or this has happened in my life or that's happened in my life. Because you kind of think, well...
It's trying to understand it, where it comes from. It's trying to understand where you start, all these thoughts come from, or why you act in a certain way.
Yeah.
And you think, you're talking about it. When you start talking about it more, and someone like, I saw a psychiatrist who's 35 years as a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
She explained all these things to me and how they're just natural instincts, but how your brain sometimes, things affect.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You in different ways and you can't switch it off. And then, you know, some people need medication as
absolutely.
I'll say now I'm on them now.
And the medication's...
And it's brilliant.
It's there to help, isn't
it? It's there to help, yeah. Helps me sleep.
Yeah, you can get trapped as well, can't you? In a pattern of thinking.
Negative thoughts. Negative thoughts.
And it can become a habit. It's like,
you focus more on the negative thoughts and you have to try and come out of it. But you have to try and work out as well. It's good to talk, to work out. If you're in construction, your main job is to build and fix things.
Yes.
Right. Think of it as your brain.
You're fixing something.
Yeah. You're just fixing something all the time. You try to fix yourself or fix your brain.
I love that, Danny.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, we're a site copy, we're a construction podcast.
Yeah.
Men should, instead of, when they go to work and think, how can I build this house? How can I fix this house or whatever? Start thinking, how can I fix my brain? How can I fix it? Rather than thinking, you know, go down the other path. Because we've known someone do that and it wasn't.
Yes.
Wasn't good.
I've actually known since I started work at 16 in construction, I've known 3 men that have killed themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and dad have really close worker. It's quite shocking, that one, actually.
Yeah, I've known 3 people that have killed themselves. And I don't know. Your immediate reaction, I think, when you hear the news is like, the fuck have you done that for? Why have you done that? Why have you, you know, what? Hmm. Why couldn't you just come and talk or come and have a chat or whatever? But then we're all busy in our lives, aren't we?
Yeah.
Mm. You're doing your thing.
Just build up with people, especially that's the insecurity of the job sometimes and money. Sometimes you get ripped off. Sometimes it don't work out. And there's life, isn't there? But like you said, it's...
But them stats, stats are fucking shocking.
11 a day.
11 men a day in the UK.
I've heard something about that with men, though. It's like a lot of it can be caused when they start feeling like they've failed or they've a loss of purpose is a big thing for men. I know definitely. Women, you know, it's all included, all the same, but that's that element for men, isn't it? It's a loss of purpose.
I'm going to read out a really, really horrible statistic, but I'm going to read it out. Okay, it's not very nice. So from all of the suicides in the country, 3,620 people hanged or suffocated or strangulation. 1,400 poisoned themselves. Jeez. 365 people fell or fractured themselves. 337 people jumped in front of a moving object. Mm-hmm. 316 unknown other. 211 drowned and 192 were from sharp objects. So by far, I mean, the biggest form of people taking their own life is basically hanging themselves.
Yeah.
The men. I mean, I know these are horrible things to hear.
No, but you know.
But I think just...
Shocking, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's not sort of spoken about enough in open media platforms.
These
statistics, I think it is talked about and it is spoken about. Oh, isn't it terrible that so many people are killing themselves? Oh, that's so bad, isn't it? Yes, it is so bad.
Individual and the family.
Do you know another thing though as well? And it's, I don't know if it's a bit personal, but some people are still ashamed to know somebody with a mental health problem. They are.
And I know what you mean.
It's true. Right. I've got a good friend who's had mental health problems all his life. Yeah. And I love him to bits.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of my best friends and he's amazing. He's just released a song and he's done...
He's amazing.
It was a brilliant song.
Yeah.
Really, really good
song.
And he's had struggles with all sorts of different things. And when you talk sometimes to some people, they don't want to talk about it.
It's like they're going to catch something.
It's like you're catching something you can't have a mental health problem.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a bit like when you...
Like you can't say you can't have a fucking cold.
It's a bit like when you go to someone's house and the couple in the house start having a row.
Yeah.
And you start going, fuck me, I don't know what to do or say or speak. Or,
yeah, yeah.
Shit, what do we do here? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a bit like that though. Is it?
You should just have a good listen, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, it's good this, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
But it should... The only way as a society we can help fix it is by normalizing mental health problems.
Well, so
normalize it. Make it like a common cold. Make it happens.
Yeah.
it gets to people. Make it normal.
Out of the
to have a mental health problem.
I agree completely.
Like wear and tear on the body is like wear and tear on the mind.
Yeah. Wear and tear on the mind.
Yeah.
But amongst men, what? Sorry, Jack. I'll let you come in a second. 5,579 people killed themselves, but only 75% of them were men. 25% were women. So why are women doing it less? It's because they share their problems openly, don't they? They do.
They do with each other.
They do with each other, yeah.
But I also think as well, sometimes men try to share it in certain ways and they struggle it. So, but they should share it with other men.
Oh, no, I completely agree.
They should share it with other men. Yeah. Because sometimes the way a man shares it can be perceived by another person in the wrong way.
Mm. Yeah. Go on, Jack, what was you going to say?
I just think what always bothers me about the conversation is, I mean, especially when you see it start to open up on like TV shows or on the news, is that nobody ever asks the question of whether the way there's something wrong with the way everybody lives their lives. If there's something within that that's not, because you could go like human beings for most of their history would just find hunters.
Yeah.
Hunters. And
find food. Farmers,
yeah.
Small communities.
The formation of society and of civilized areas and all of that is a very recent thing. It's a very recent thing. And the question's never asked of whether there's something to do with that. You know, you go from your home, the building you live in, you get into your car, you're in another enclosed space, you go to another enclosed space, which is your work. You're almost always inside, which is another thing as well.
It's very true.
Especially people that live in cities. I'd be interested to see what, I mean, I know farmers were one, but people who live in, you're almost always in an enclosed space.
I don't have that stat, but I bet you could drill down and find it.
Yeah.
The Office for National Statistics is an unbelievable website.
Like I said, isolation, really. We're a lot more isolated as individuals.
Isolated as well.
We haven't got the bigger community around us. There's a thing
there's plenty of people who, you see men, both men and women, on the internet a lot talking about how they're successful, they've got a career, they're earning good money, but they still haven't found someone yet, or they're still single. And I think that's because of a decline in shared male and female spaces in society.
That's a good shout,
everybody tries to meet someone through an app, but before online dating was a big thing, the most common way for people to meet each other was either on a night out or at work. Now it's still on online dating. People meeting just randomly has declined massively, like couples meeting through that way.
I know what you mean.
Over the last 10-20 years, so things like that, people don't socialize with just a stranger as much as they used to.
But the increase in suicide is it did decrease a few years ago, but then it's jumped up again because of COVID. But the increase is so shockingly massive. It's like what's
going on?
Where's this going to end almost?
And things are getting more in the economy and people are getting more desperate, and you know what I mean, food banks as well, things like that, everything's accumulated, you know.
I know.
Society wise.
I know. Food banks, I mean,
the fucking Tories out and win the Euro.
Yeah.
well, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
There is a bump, you know, there is actually a national happiness index when we win there is something that happens, you know.
If England as well were to if we were to win the Euros and Labour and, well, get the Tories out.
Get them out,
And England went and won the Euros. I wonder if the statistics, how people will feel.
Well, I think there would definitely be
a
national feeling of euphoria, which would probably prevent somebody or something
just
from doing
one,
it.
It? Just prevent
and you know what? The other thing is as well, and I know we all do this, we all have road rage and we all have moments in shops are, but you never know who you're talking to that day.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Do you know what I mean?
That's very true,
so true.
And you don't know what that person in that shop are
going for
at Greg's or whatever.
Yeah, or you could just say something to someone.
And you could just say the wrong thing.
Just push them over there a little bit.
You know, I'm terrible for it in queues and stuff and like tutting. Oh, for God's sakes. The fuck are these lot doing? Or, you know, I'm terrible for it. I am. I'm terrible for it. Mm. But you don't know what that individual's going through. You don't.
I always think that, you know, if I'm being served in a bar or a restaurant and when someone says, oh, they're a bit moody, aren't they? And you think,
they could have had a long day. They could be studying. They could be have two kids at home, three kids at home.
I know.
Could be all sorts going on. They're probably miserable because they're something in the head.
Shit's going on in their life.
In their head. Yeah. If you see a happy, friendly waiter, waitress, nurse, whatever it might be, it's because they're happy in themselves. If you see someone who's a bit miserable, there's probably something going on.
Try and pay it forward a little bit. I think that's my try and try.
And we all build up what we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to be doing. And it
that's
never
a
fits.
Big thing.
It never fits with what actually goes. But really, you know, really, if you look around what we've actually got is, you know.
A great thing I heard is a great way to think about things in general is to be independent of outcomes. So if you set something, where people, you know, when we all do it, we all think when this works out, when I get that position, when I get this, then I'll do this, that'll lead to this.
Yeah.
But then things don't work out and then that line of things falls apart.
I totally agree.
Yes.
But if you try to be independent and just say, well, whatever, however it goes, good or bad, I'm just going to take that. I'll feel bad about it for a day.
And run
a
with
day
it.
Or two, but then I'll go from there. I'll work.
I think that's a great attitude to have.
Yeah. It's difficult, but it is a game.
It's the winning the lottery,
to,
isn't it? It's that I've got to win the lottery to be happy. And really, it's just a bit of fun. You shouldn't think, I need to win it. I need to win it. Or
life's what's happened. Life is what happens while you're making plans.
Yeah. I was going to say, we mentioned it before, Matthew Broderick, Ender Ferris Bueller, doesn't he say? If you don't slow down,
life moves pretty fast.
Life moves pretty fast.
If you don't slow,
stop and look stop around once in a while,
you might miss it.
You might miss it. You know, I really, you know, with Dad passing away and everything, I really got a sense of, it doesn't matter.
As in,
not my dad passing away, but all them stresses and worries that Dad had over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And all them times he got wound up.
Yeah.
And he shouted.
Because he had not enough money.
Because he didn't have enough money. But he did it in the end. He achieved it. He brought up five kids at the house, mum, and he got there and he won.
Yeah, he did.
He won. Apart from the fact that he died, I'd say 10 years earlier than he should have done.
Too young. Yeah.
But he won in a sense.
Yeah.
Because he got there. But what I'm getting at is about it doesn't matter is that foreman he was wound up with 20 years ago or that customer at that house extension that he did.
Sending the kids to Warren Wood School.
Or sending the kids to that school. It didn't matter. No. It doesn't actually matter.
In the scheme of things.
In that moment, I'm trying to tell myself now, Dave, it doesn't matter.
Stop and smell the roses.
Don't fucking get wound up, Dave, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
It's true. It's all true. It's all none of it matters.
But you don't realise it because you're in that moment.
I know.
Yeah, the crap is what doesn't matter.
It's a load of bollocks.
It's like just enjoying that morning cup of coffee.
Oh, that's a great.
Just enjoying that.
That's beautiful.
That first beer on a Friday night.
Oh,
or that takeout you have on a weekend or whatever.
You know what I'm starting to really enjoy. This is sad. That like Saturday morning cup of coffee.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday morning coffee.
Yeah. First coffee in the morning.
Oh,
love it. Yeah. Oh, weekend.
That is a beautiful coffee, that one is, isn't it?
It is a great.
Saturday morning coffee, especially if the sun's shining.
Yeah.
And you can just sit outside maybe if you've got
And if you've got no plans.
Oh, my God. That's the best. That is the best.
A coffee and you just think, have a coffee, might cut the grass.
See what's happening.
Just
watch a bit of TV.
Walk in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Build up for the football or something like that.
Yeah. I think we're not far off time, I think. Are we nearly about time, Saul? Sorry, yeah. Okay, so I will wrap up with, I once worked with a guy, I think I might have said this before, but I'll say it again. I once worked with a guy who told me a story about his best mate who tried to kill himself and went to a bridge in Whaley Bridge, ironically enough, jumped off the bridge in Whaley Bridge to kill himself, but landed on a chicken coop and killed about 10 chickens. He survived, but killed the chickens.
But the gods got a sacrifice anyway.
So the gods got the sacrifice.
Chickens anyway.
He tried to kill himself, wasn't successful, killed the chickens instead.
But
so,
did he walk away like
Yeah, he literally got up and walked away, apparently. Yeah. Crushed chicken coop.
I wonder if he had chicken for his tea.
I know, that night. And the other one I want to mention, which is from the documentary on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yes.
And it's about, we'll leave you with this. And it's about a man who, the Golden Gate Bridge has roughly one suicide a day. And pretty much, if you jump off that bridge, you die.
Yeah.
I think there's only ever been two survivors. And one of the survivors broke, like, both his legs, you know, every bone not every bone in his body, but a lot, yeah. but survived. They interviewed him afterwards and he said, have you got anything to say about it? And he said, yeah, when I jumped off, I immediately regretted jumping off. That was my first thought.
That was like, life's precious. Yeah.
So he jumps off the bridge and immediately regrets jumping off the bridge.
Yeah.
He did survive, but so I think we'll perhaps leave it there.
Leave it at a positive one.
Leave it there for this month.
Yeah.
But these things need to be talked about, don't they? And need to be said. Yeah. So we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, as always. Next month, we're going to do a Euros special.
Yeah.
Woo.
Got a lot of plans.
We've got a lot of plans, haven't we? We've got a Construction 11.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and link some construction and sport and whatnot. Hopefully Andy and Jack can join us again.
Footballers who worked in construction before they became footballers.
Brilliant.
I mean, straight away, Stuart Pearce, electrician.
Yeah, so, yeah. Brilliant.
We're going to name what we think is going to be the start, the main 11 for the team.
Yeah.
Version, we're going to place them as
what trade they will be in construction. Like
Yeah.
And just to go back to what we've just been talking about, football has its own issues with mental health.
Yeah.
Gary Speed's a very famous footballer that took his own life as well. And it's happened, I think, Justin Fashanu as well. So there's every industry. Anyway, let's leave it there. Andy, Jack, thanks as always for joining us this week. Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. We are going to do a giveaway, but we're going to record something separate for that. It's a massive, our biggest ever giveaway. Danny, thank you for joining us as always. Well, you're not joining us, you are us. Aren't you? Danny's the comic relief.
Are you going to thank Dave for joining us?
Yeah.
Nobody thanks Dave, do they?
Thanks, Dave.
Right, listen, we'll leave it.
One last time, Dave.
What?
Have you thought about committing suicide?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
No, have you?
No.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
All right, we're good. We're all good in here for now. Okay, we'll see you all next month. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Take it easy. See you next month.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.